Well, hello there. I hope you're having a wonderful morning, afternoon, or night, depending upon when you're listening to this episode. How is everyone doing? The Met Gala, this year's Met Gala, the looks at this year's 2026 Met Gala had me so gagged. So many people went all out, or so many people basically only covered their nipples and their holes. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Doechii. She's one of them hosts. I mean, this is not a Met Gala breakdown. Should I do a Met Gala breakdown? This is about the Devil Wears Prada 2, y'all. But since I already mentioned the Met Gala, let me look. Let me go online and let me look at these looks so I could give my two cents. I think that's fair, right? Because you guys support me. You guys listen to me. Y'all are there for me. Okay. All right. So, Nicole Kidman, a flop, boring. Anna Wintour, whatever. Sam Smith. I don't like how eccentric Sam Smith is. Sam Smith is non-binary and is just a little too extra for my liking. Like he's, or sorry, they are starting to be known for fashion and not music. And Sam Smith's voice is incredible. Charli XCX was a total letdown. I love Charli XCX. I love her. I've stand or I've been a fan for a very long time. She looked gorgeous, but her dress was so plain, so low effort. Charli has a really good body, and I don't need her to be naked, but the dress looked very cheap to me because it didn't have much design to it. I didn't like it. Next, so Zoe effing Kravitz hiding her engagement ring in her dress, hiding her left hand is so pathetic. It's so pathetic. It's so thirsty. Zoe has been married before. This is Zoe's third engagement. She's 37 years old. We know she finna be a wife. We know she's engaged. Why hide the ring? You should, Harry Styles proposed to you within 8 months. You need to shove that rock in everyone's face. You need to have it glistening and all of the lights off of the photographer's camera. We know you're engaged, bitch. We've seen your ring, bitch. What were you accomplishing? Anyways, as far as her clothes, I did enjoy her outfit. I enjoyed her outfit. I enjoyed her hair. I still think she needs to eat. I'm not a fan of hers. Like, I just don't like her. I could openly say I don't like Zoe Kravitz because I'm jealous. I think I must be jealous. Doja Cat, the hair didn't work for her long face, the style of her hair. She also would have looked really pretty in a dark colored hair instead of blonde. And then the color of her dress also, like her skin, her hair and her dress were all the same color. It didn't work, but I really enjoyed her dress. I wish that it was in any other color, honestly. But I think with her skin tone, she would have looked really good in a dark green or red or purple, anything than what she had on, the color she had on. Next, let me see. I am scrolling the gram. Next, we have Katy Perry. Shout out to Katy Perry. She loves to dress up. She's her own Heidi. She's like a Temu Heidi Klum. I love it. She's always committing to the Met Gala. I love it. I don't get it. I guess she was what, like a fencer with that mask she had on? Or a magician, whatever. She's holding a card on the red carpet that says the magician. Anyways, shout out to Katy Perry for never holding back on her look. Okay, so Connor's story of heated rivalry. I think Connor's story is so
fucking sexy. Connor Story and Hudson Williams, but Connor, arguably Connor Story, these are sex, they are sex symbol down, okay? The, like, Connor Story is so effing sexy and hot. The things I would do to this man, right? Like, I watch Heated Rivalry so I could look at, so I could see Connor Story in all of his sex god glory. Okay, so here's my problem with his look. Connor Story and Hudson Williams, they are not the tallest. My guesstimate is 5'9", 5'10". That they're both like 5'9", 5'10". Or Connor's 5'9", maybe Hudson's 5'10". This, again, that's my guess. What Connor has on, his sleeveless look, it makes him look short because the pants go up so high. I also don't enjoy him in a sleeveless. Or this particular look that they got him in, it doesn't look good. We don't need it. Like, he looks, he's hot as hell, so he's handsome. He could pull most things off. But I would have preferred him in a, like, something that, like, Pharrell would wear. Like, a unique-looking, cut, colorful, maybe, suit. I don't like how they style the man. I don't enjoy it. It bothers me. Like, when he has his jacket on over his top, that looks better, but I just don't enjoy the look. I also don't like how serious Connor always looks on, like, on the red carpet. He just looks angry, and I don't like that either. Next, we got Amanda Seyfried in a pink frock that's way too basic, way too princess basic. I don't like it. I like her, but I don't like it. Olivia Wilde, she needs to eat. So next, not even gonna talk about her. Okay, so Gigi Hadid, like, she has not been aging well, and I don't like her dress. She's really been aging very, very poorly. Very poorly for a while. She is young, but she just doesn't look it. Lena Dunham, like, okay, first and foremost, why can't Lena Dunham bleach her teeth? Why does she keep them brown? Second of all, like, she's overweight, and I think that there are people like Lizzo, for example, who they dress well for their size. Lena ain't that person. Lena, it's like she's in a red, it's like she's a red pillow. There's no, her, the, what she has on is not showing a single curve on her body. It shows her leg, but, and it's way too big at the top. I mean, she doesn't have to look this bad, but she looks terrible. And then she has really long hair these days. I think it's a miss to have her hair pulled up into a bun, showing her hideous back tattoos. If she could have gone with glam, she could have gone, Lena could have looked glam. Again, if Lizzo could always pull off high glam, high fashion, there's no reason why Lena Dunham can't do it. Lisa looked incredible. She always looks great. She looks really, really great. Loved her look. It's like she's in whatever it is over her head. I'm here for it. I'm here for her look. I don't know how to describe it properly, but I'm here for it. Heidi Klum, queen of costumes, looked amazing as usual. Emily Blunt looked good. I don't care for what Kylie Jenner had on. Kylie Jenner also is not aging well, and I think she got, like, the work, the plastic surgery that she's gotten has really aged her prematurely for a while. Isn't Kylie fucking in her 20s? Yeah, Kylie is in her 20s, but she looks older in the face. Hailey Bieber, I think, had two different looks. I enjoy Hailey Bieber. I feel like I would like her a lot in person. So yeah, I'm okay with her look. I don't love it. It's okay. I don't care for Anne Hathaway's look, but Anne Hathaway is a natural beauty with phenomenal lips, gorgeous dark brown eyes, and she's aging so well that I have nothing bad to say about her look because she always kills it. Sabrina Carpenter is such a fashion girly. I don't feel that Sabrina Carpenter, I feel like her name isn't brought up enough in conversations about who really slays their looks. Sabrina Carpenter, she is not playing no games when she hits the red carpet. Her look last year, her tailored open suit, was one of the best looks I've ever seen in my life. And I also enjoyed her look this year. I mean, I don't know. This girl knows how to be sexy, effortlessly sexy. She looks so, so pretty. I think she's very photogenic too. I don't know. I'm a fan. Next up, we got Hudson Williams. So Hudson Williams, I'm okay with his look. I don't think he needs a train on his suit. I didn't care for the makeup. He's handsome. I like that he likes to have fun with this stuff. So I'm going to say overall, I approve, but I just don't distract us. Oh my goodness. I see there's makeup on his ear as part of his costume. There's makeup on his ears. Anyways, I don't give us face. Serve that face of yours. That's it. Don't do all this dumb makeup shit. I'm not into it. Margot Robbie, the color is completely wrong for her. It's hideous on her. It's like a gold/green frock that she has on, and her makeup is a tragedy. They went very hard with the blush to the point where she looks like a clown. She looks god awful. I'm sorry. And I like her. SZA, I like SZA having fun with her look. I do not like what she had on, but the titties was out. The titties was sitting looking nice. And she looks like she has fun, was having fun, even though I hate her look. Kendall Jenner, she looks very snatched. Her dress really accentuates her silhouette, but I don't like her look. Next, I have Doechii. Doechii was basically naked, in my opinion. You could see her nipple, her left nipple. She, I guess, works out. She looks really, really fit. She was basically naked, and I love that for her. Go ahead and be nude, bitch, because I wouldn't be nude. I wouldn't be nude like Doechii, but I also don't have Doechii's body. Kiki Palmer, her hair is so tragic. Her dress is ugly. It really makes her boobs look terrible, like they're flat and sagging, and her hair, short hair.
If weight management is one of your New Year goals, Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier can help. This science-backed formula supports metabolic balance, curbs cravings, and promotes healthy blood sugar levels, making it easier to stay consistent and in control. It helps give your body the boost it needs to keep you on track. Feel confident and energized this year with Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It was not made for her. Like, when I look at Kiki Palmer, I'm like, thank God I've never gone short because I'm not supposed to. Kiki is not supposed to have short hair. She's not. And I can't believe nobody on her team has told her she needs to bring back long hair. Kim Kardashian, I love her look so much. I didn't know it was Kim Kardashian. I was actually watching the live stream and I didn't know it was Kim Kardashian. Then I heard them start saying Kim Kardashian because I'm not used to seeing her hair, her blonde hair, this short in this style. I think she looked amazing. I'm sorry. I think she looked ridiculous, which is what you were supposed to look like at the Met Gala. I loved it. I loved Kim's look very, very much. Tate McRae, she's just so sexy to me. She's terrible in interviews. She's really, really boring. But I like her dress. It's just the wrong color on her skin. Bad Bunny is so hysterical. I was listening to the reporters not know that it was Bad Bunny. He got makeup done, not just the white hair and white beard. And Bad Bunny is so psychotic for doing that. And it looks like they put makeup. Yeah, they also put makeup on his hands to make him look older. I love Bad Bunny committing to the bit. This is really, really great. I love it. Love, love, love. Blake Lively had the audacity to show up. This is, now we know why Blake Lively settled the suit. We know why Blake Lively settled her lawsuit. And I don't want to, I don't have the energy to get into it. All I'm going to say is Blake Lively is a cunt, and I'm not getting into it right now. Maybe I will in the future, but Blake Lively, I think her dress is hideous and ridiculous. And I watched the video where she kept struggling to lift it and struggling to get up the stairs. She's a loser. Ryan Reynolds has been allowing her to go to all her court appearances by herself. She's at the Met Gala by herself. Blake Lively really shouldn't have gone to the Met Gala because I imagine she is a pariah. It seems like people ignore her and avoid her at fashion shows and at events. So I just feel like she was there looking stupid. Hopefully there'll be stories from Dumois, which I've actually gotten into Dumois because of the Summer House scandal. Hopefully there will be stories about Blake Lively being shunned at the Met Gala because she really needs to just retire, hang it up. That's a wrap. It needs to be that's that on that on her career because she ruined her career with her lawsuit. Next, we got Beyonce. So I don't like Beyonce's look, but I don't have to. Beyonce has gained weight. You could see it in her face. I think she's trying to distract us with her nonsensical look with the big arms or feathery arms to hide her weight. And I just don't think this works for Queen Bey. The way how Blue Ivy seems to not be shy at all. I love Blue Ivy in glasses, sunglasses. They have reasons for why they do that, I guess. Kind of hide her face, whatever. Blue Ivy just was posing on the carpet, no hesitation. Like, Blue Ivy doesn't really seem to have a shy bone in her body, and I love that for her so much. Like, Northwest is painfully shy. You could tell she is so, so shy. And Blue Ivy is not that. Blue Ivy is really confident. That's great. Tyla, I love Tyla. I'm a lesbian for Tyla. She looked great. I think she's so sexy. I really do enjoy her face and her body. Next, we have Cardi B. I think she looks awful. But I'm not the... Nobody would call me a Cardi B stan or a Cardi B fan, so... Shouldn't be surprising that I'm saying I think she looks awful. I think she looks awful. So next we got Chase Infinity. She's just so pretty. She's so pretty. I think she looked great. I like Odessa's personality and I think her fashion was good too. Not my fave, but it was good. Ayo, I think Ayo Adibri or whatever. I think she looked good. I like her vibe too. Teyana Taylor looked incredible. That's what Teyana does. She knows how to look incredible. Sarah Paulson looked really stupid. So shout out to her for embracing looking like an idiot at the Met. I think that's a good thing. Serena Williams, like, I guess. That's all I'm going to say is I guess. Let's see who else is here. Oh, wow. Love, 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 love. Gabrielle Union and Dwayne. Gabrielle looked super young. Oh, she looks so young. I swear she finally started to age recently, but she looks so, so young. And Dwayne, they look incredible. They look incredible. And Rihanna. She has clearly lost weight in her face. Rihanna does not carry weight well at all. It ages her by like 10, 20 years. So she's lost the weight in her face. And she looks really, I love her outfit so much. Oh, I love Rihanna at the Met. She always delivers. Always. Okay, so now you got my Met review. Now I'm going to move on to the Devil Wears Prada. Man, this effing movie is just so important to so many of us. And I rewatched it the day before I saw The Devil Wears Prada 2. Thank God I did because, okay, so The Devil Wears Prada 2 is a triumph. It is great. I could not believe how well written this effing movie was. I went in hopeful, but very skeptical, because sequels tend to be a disaster. They tend to be a joke because they are a money grab. And with The Devil Wears Prada, it's so shocking. This is a 20-year-old movie. So for me, I was like, why y'all took 20 years to do this? Y'all are really hard up for money, because you know that there's such a cult following behind this film that we're going to support it. So I was just skeptical, like, this might really be a joke, like most sequels are. This was incredible. Okay? So it was just a sleigh. It was a sleigh from top to bottom. This movie served. This movie over-delivered. I'm sorry, it over-effing delivered. So I re-watched The Devil Wears Prada. I saw the first one in theaters. I re-watched it. And thank God I did, because 90% of the jokes were references and callbacks to the first movie. So make sure you watch The Devil Wears Prada. If you don't remember everything, make sure you watch it before you watch The Devil Wears Prada 2. You will appreciate The Devil Wears Prada 2 a lot more if you are well-versed on the first movie. Okay, so next, the fashion. Chef's kiss down. They brought more fashion, and I really, really, really appreciated that. I really did. They did not disappoint with the fashion in this. I love that the story kept you guessing. You didn't know where it was going to go, what was going to happen. That was flawless. I didn't expect that. I didn't go to The Devil Wears Prada 2 expecting to be on my seat, the edge of my seat, not knowing what's going to happen next. I didn't know it was that type of a movie, right? But so they did very well with keeping us entertained and surprised. I didn't touch my phone, y'all. I didn't touch my phone. And I honestly do bust my phone out multiple times when I go to the theater. I just like look at the time at minimum. I didn't take my phone out. That's how good this shit is. Anne Hathaway and Emily Blunt, they are aging like Black women. They are aging so well. Emily Blunt and Anne Hathaway, I looked it up, they are the same age and they are aging. Especially Emily Blunt looks so young. She looks just like she did in the first one. I am so impressed. Whatever they are doing to preserve the collagen in their skin is working. Whatever treatments they are getting, lasers, they are working. They need to keep it going. Caleb Heron, he plays an assistant. He is a big, tall, fat comic. And he just, I love him so much. So I'm so glad that he got this role. And I don't know if you guys know this, but he was an Uber driver in the pandemic. He needed Uber to get by, to pay his bills. And now he's in The Devil Wears Prada too. Like, just embodying the American dream. I'm so happy for him. He's incredibly smart, so fast, quick-witted, funny. I love him, and I hope to see him in more movies. So, something that really bothered me about this movie is that Anne Hathaway, her boyfriend, was Adrien Grenier in the first one, and they gave her a very mid Australian in the sequel. I like to be turned on when I'm watching TV and movies. That's a big part of why I liked Heated Rivalry. I really, really, really do not like the man that they gave Anne Hathaway in this movie. I don't like it. Was this nepotism? Like, why the fuck did they put this man in the film? I would love to know. This man has no lips. He's mid. He's short. Body ain't banging. What is happening? We had Adrien Grenier. This is a downgrade. Okay. Andy, aka Anne Hathaway, is smart, talented, accomplished. She deserves another hot ass man. I just cannot, like, why did they give this man this role? This is a coveted role. Why can't he be sexy? Hollywood has enough sexy men for them to give Anne Hathaway a sexy love interest. I was very annoyed. And then we got Miss Meryl Streep. spitting on hoes throughout the movie, per usual, flawless, amazing, great. It was so good to see certain people, I won't give it away, in the sequel that were in the first one. The cameos in this movie are out of control. I need to rewatch. And Lady Gaga was so good in this. I just think that she's, Lady Gaga being as eccentric as she is, being such a lover of fashion, she just deserved to be in this movie. And I'm so glad that she was, and she was playing herself. And I am going to be watching this movie one or two more times in the theater. That's how much I enjoyed it. So Run, Don't Walk, y'all. Run, Don't Walk. I'm so, so thrilled with this well-written, well-executed sequel. My other criticism of it would be, I really wish that they had hired a comic to write jokes, because this movie, there's no reason why it couldn't have had some really funny moments. And I know it's not a comedy, but I just love dashes of hard-hitting humor in my films such as this. So they could have done that, but this was an absolute victory, a triumph. Get your ass to the theater and see it if you haven't. All right. Hope you appreciated this off-the-cuff epi that's longer than usual. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
A BetterHelp ad. Therapy isn't just for times of major challenge. It's a valuable tool for anyone wanting to improve their well-being. It can help you develop healthy coping skills, set boundaries, and support personal growth. BetterHelp makes it easy to get matched online with a fully licensed therapist right from your phone. No commuting, no waiting rooms. And you can switch therapists at any time. Sign up at BetterHelp.com and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com.